So I will call her to the table or to the podium to also maybe introduce the interim team that she will be working with, including where her activities will take place. I think we can do separate on this one, yeah, because we have really run. Advocate Naidu, may you kindly come to the podium, just give us a few words of the work that you'll be performing, as well as the team that you'll be working with in the interim. Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Speaker, City Manager, Office of the Executive Mayor, HODs, GMs, and media. Thank you for this opportunity. As you've seen, and I think the speakers also touched on it, the Office of the Ombudsman is an independent office. Section 2 of the Constitution, and sorry for using legislation, I have a legal background. Section 2 of the Constitution provides that the Constitution is the highest law in the country, and all law and conduct inconsistent with it must be declared invalid, and the obligations imposed by it must be fulfilled. And why I say that is because the Constitution and the rule of law is extremely important. And for the Office of the Ombudsman, as explained, it's an independent office. So as much as our reporting lines would be via the Office of the City Manager to Council, it will remain independent. And as alluded to by the City Manager and the Speaker, we are here to serve the public. So I'm sure that this is a welcome institution for the public, for the residents, for the citizens, and we will do our job without fear or favor. The office is in the process of being set up, so we are, and that is why we have a team that will be assisting to establish it. But in the interim, we can receive a few complaints, and we'll see how we can deal with it as we move along. In our team, we have an admin person. She's been with us for numerous years. I'll introduce her here now. We have our secretary, and we have a person who's done enforcement and has been with the municipality for a number of years as well. Just to say that we are here to serve the public. I think for me, it is important that we act as an institute that tries to mediate, not just mediate, but ensures service delivery before our residents or citizens approach the court, and before you actually go to the public protector. But as also mentioned, we need to make sure that prior to you approaching the Office of the Ombudsman, you must have exhausted all internal remedies. So you must have engaged with the user directorate. Say, for example, it was a sewer matter. You must have gone to engineering, and you must have tried to resolve the matter. And if you fail, you don't get assistance, then you will then come to the Office of the Ombudsman. And so the office, I feel, can be seen as, before you actually run to the courts for relief, you will approach us as a sort of last resort. And if we cannot still deal with your matter, hopefully we can resolve whatever the issues are, then you will approach court. So in the process of establishing the office, we will be engaging internally and externally with our stakeholders, the public protector, the Human Rights Commission, some of the judiciary, the NPA, and so forth, just to explain what the office is, what we are about, and how we'll be establishing a working relationship with our external stakeholders. But internally, we will be communicating with all the heads of department to say, this is how we will be operating, and we need their cooperation. Obviously, we will not be able to function without the cooperation of the internal directorates. Also, to emphasize the importance of timeliest reporting, submission of reports, and so forth. So we will be embarking on an extensive internal and external stakeholder engagement to basically inform the people about what we are all about, what are the services we render, and so forth. Just to mention that there's certain aspects that will be excluded from the office of the Ombudsman, and that is, for example, the conduct of counselors, for instance, or labor relations matters. So in our extensive stakeholder management engagement, we will be deliberating also on what functions are excluded from the office of the Ombudsman, because we don't want an influx of complaints about labor issues or poor performance of our counselors or whatever. We are here just basically for service delivery. We are here to make sure that the bylaws that we have adopted are working for our people. So yeah. And just to say that I'm looking forward to this, and I think city manager has mentioned, I'm an ethics officer, so I pride myself on doing the right thing, and I like the fact that we are independent, so that our complainants can be rest assured that we will be doing our work without fear or favor, and we will be acting, while upholding the rule of law, while acting in the best interest of the citizens we serve. So with that, thank you so much. I just want to introduce my team very quickly. And I think from the office of the city manager, we will be assisted by, can I introduce you first, Mr. Mongomele and Mr. Mukhadi, from the office of the city manager. So maybe just stand up if you don't want to come to the front. Okay, this is Mukhadi, who is from the office of the city manager, and Mr. Mongomele from the office of the city manager, who will be assisting us. We'll be working closely with the office of the city manager just for the establishment of the office. And then maybe the team that I'll be working with, can you please come forward? Maybe just stand here. Okay, so this is Ms. Kakisho Masiu. She will be assisting with our admin, admin issues. She's also had extensive knowledge. I think from 2014, she's been with the municipality. She's been in the office of the executive director, corporate services. So she understands the environment, the municipal environment, very well. We're going to be working well with her. Then we have Ms. Sandra Brown, who's also got extensive municipal experience. She will be acting as our secretary in the office. And we have Mr. Nell, who's also in the municipality. He's in the environmental management section right now, but he basically enforces. So if you ever got a ticket because some environmental issues with regard to selling expired food and stuff like that, he's the one who would go and implement those bylaws and make sure that shop owners, restaurant owners, and people keeping animals and so forth are complying with the bylaws. So he has also, I think, 32 years of experience in local government. He also has a law enforcement background, ex-policeman, and so forth. So we have a very strong team in front of you. I think we're going to work well together. And we really, at this moment, we don't really have our office, but probably will be stationed at the Civic Center for now. We will disclose the full information with regard to our email addresses, the telephone numbers, and the physical address. But for now, we will be on the third floor in the Brown Fisher Building, room 314. The phone number there, if I can give it very quickly, but in the interim, is 051-405-8692. 051-405-8692. So in the interim, while we're establishing the office, we can be contacted there, and we will be receiving complaints. But as I say, we are in this phase of establishing the office, so we might not be as effective as we would like to be. But we look forward to engaging with you, especially the media. We will be relying on you to publicize this, because we are worth nothing if the our residents and our people don't know that we exist. So we'll be relying a lot on the media to publicize the establishment of the office, and also, you know, having our stakeholder engagements with the relevant external and internal stakeholders. But thank you so much, and with that, I'm going to hand back to Mr. Kadama. Is it over to you, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.